From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Two United Nations agencies, the U.N. Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, issued a joint statement Saturday saying that the needs of the refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is due to speak with President Donald Trump for the first time this Saturday since he was sworn in as U.S. president.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
They are expected to discuss the future of the refugee resettlement deal signed before President Trump took office. Turnbull has previously said he is confident the deal would be honored, but there is some uncertainty after Mr. Trump signed an executive order suspending the U.S. refugee program. Mr. Trump also plans to speak to the leaders of Japan, Germany, Russia, and France in the next 24 hours. And looking at the conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he says he does not expect to discuss sanctions at this point. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at a nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images, it said, indicate that Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous United Nations sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Former U.S. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new U.S. envoy at the United Nations, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Mark Bashir reports from the UN.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN, and the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival today of the Lunar New Year, which this year is the year of the rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In South Korea, the Lunar New Year is a time to remember family members who were separated from their relatives decades ago living in the North. Twice Oscar-nominated British actor John Hurt has died at the age of 77. He is best known for the films Midnight Express and The Elephant Man. And Serena Williams has defeated her sister Venus in straight sets 6-4, 6-4 in the finals of the Australian Open Tennis Tournament. Serena captures her 23rd major singles title, setting a record. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.